NYPD, LAPD, NYPD.
When that's on, that's who you get, huh?
NYPD, LAPD, NYPD.
That's your fucking click, huh?
NYPD, LAPD, NYPD.
You a motherfucking snitch, huh?
NYPD, LAPD, NYPD.
KBMS Radio. That's City. Top, what's up, man?
What's the deal, baby boy?
Okay, Top. I'm gonna tell you right now, man. I'm other than the soup kitchen at this point, man. You know, I have to listen to your show to make sure there's still some decent hip hop out there right now. Okay, let me run it down. Let me run it down real quick. Let me tell you how sad the situation is right now. Okay. You got a hot song out there right now, supposed to be hot, talking about don't step on my J's, right? I mean, these are grown men. These are grown men saying don't step on my shoes. You know, some stuff that we were doing back in the, you know, 8th and 9th grade. You know, don't step on my shoes. These guys are, you know, not 14, 15, but 34, 35, 40-year-old cats. Talking about don't step on my shoes, okay? We got Lil Wayne, one of the hottest rappers out, kissing his boy in the mouth, you know, doing his thing, you know. We got Young Buck, one of the hardcore cats from the South, you know, crying on the phone, crying not for anything other than I was wrong, dog. I was confused. You know, I dissed you and I'm wrong. And then we got, you know, and I'm from Florida. My boy Rick Ross, who took his name from a drug dealer, supposed to been doing all the big time, you know, doing some slanging that and I'm the boss and, you know, he's a CEO, he's a cop. He's one of the biggest rappers out there as a police. This is the police.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? What's going on in hip-hop right now?
You forgot to mention 50. You had just played his song. You forgot to mention that 50 got cops closing his songs working for him.
I think that's cool right there. Because Eminem got the same thing. He even left on his joint and said, yeah, I don't have to kill you. I got cops working for me that can kill you legally.
Right.
Hey, man. So, well, I mean, what's going on right now, man?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, my cops, it's just the roosters coming home, man, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, everything has a time and a place. And, you know, a lot of grown folks like you and me are really getting tired of this juvenile rap being put out by other grown folks like you and me. And what's happening is that you have folks that are actually doing the research on these rappers now. You know, you want to talk about, I mean, you know, first of all, you know the feds are looking at these rappers. They talk about how much dope they move and all these guns they have. Feds start looking at that. That's how T.I. got busted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about guns.
Right.
The feds in Atlanta are like, well, we're going to look at you. We know you got a record from selling dope before, so we're going to start looking at you. They set him up. They, you know, caught him with guns. I mean, so these cats are out here running their mouths. And, you know you got the hip-hop police out there. The feds got a division that is strictly for looking at rappers.
Right.
And they're doing the research. And, you know, what's happening is, you know, a lot of these lies are, you know, being found out. You know, I mean, Rick Ross, I don't know if anybody knows, but I mean, Rick Ross was a broke cat on Rap-A-Lot years ago. Trying to make records years ago. He was on Rap-A-Lot. Lil J had signed him. But, you know, didn't really steal his project, so he got shelved. You know, so he moved on. Now he's Mr. I'm making $10 million a year, moving 100 keys. You know, I mean, you only can talk that nonsense for so long before folks actually look into it. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what happened to Rick Ross.
Okay, tell us what happened to Rick Ross. Tell us what happened to him.
Well, basically what happened was, he got invested. Folks were starting to invest. Some media cats, I can't remember the brother's name, he's a journalist, started looking into, he's writing a book, and he wanted to look into a lot of these rappers and their quote-unquote cases. And the quote-unquote criminal activity that a lot of these rappers, you know, speak about. And in looking into Rick Ross, he happened to uncover, you know, some evidence on this cat, showing that he worked as a correction officer.
Keeping cats in jail. Right, keeping cats in jail.
Yeah, locking cats up.
Right.
That's what he did. And, you know, what's funny about Rick Ross is that he never even knew the original Freeway Rick Ross.
Right.
And, you know, he had reached out to his label last year sometime. He had reached out to his label to make a contact with the real Freeway Rick Ross because he had, you know, taken his brother's name. And
let me tell you who Rick Ross is real quick. Anybody ever heard about the Iron Contra situation where the Reagans, they end up creating the situation where they raise money for guns for the Contras over in Nicaragua by selling dope on the streets? And one of the CIA and the FBI were a part of it. They gave a wink and a nod. Ultimately, it was discovered by a reporter by the name of Webb, who recently committed suicide under some strange circumstances. He backed the story. I also have a book called The Black Alliance. Well, Rick Ross was their connect to sell the dope on the street in our LA area.
And when it came down to it, Rick is the one who took the fall for everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, basically, Rick Ross is responsible, really, for flooding L.A. with cocaine.
Right.
I mean, he single-handedly brought the majority of the weight into Los Angeles during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, Rick Ross, the rapper, reached out to Rick Ross, the dope dealer. To just try to meet with the brother and, you know, try to, you know, hey man, you know, I've used your name, you know, just touch base with the cat. And at first, Rick Ross, the dope dealer, was receptive. Until he just found out most recently that, this dude was a CO. So, as the Rick Ross, the rapper, went out there to go meet Rick Ross, the dope dealer, at the pen, and instead, then Rick Ross, the dope dealer, refused to see him. Take him off my list. You take him off my visitors list.
Right.
I'm not going to see this guy. This guy's fake. He called him Milli Vanilli. Okay? He called him Milli Vanilli. You know, so, I mean, it's just a matter of time before Rick Ross in his Burger King uniform comes out, or Rick Ross in his Best Buy uniform comes out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a matter of time. Did I need to do it? No. But let me tell you what got me off the corner. was when I was out there one day, and a pregnant woman came up to me and asked me for a $20 jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
They got me off the corner.
Right.
She was about 8.5 months pregnant. This woman was ready to go.
Right.
All right? And for her, when she approached me, I felt so sickened. All right? I was so sickened that, you know, first of all, I denied her the sale. And then I left. I gave my last pack. I gave to my boy, rest in peace, who's dead right now, because he couldn't get off the corner.
Right.
All right? So, I mean, you know, I mean, for cats to sit out here and act like it's just so glamorous to be this quote-unquote thug, you know, It's just shameful, man. And now, like I said, you know, a lot of that nonsense is coming to light. You know, a lot of these cats that act like they are hard, you know, and all this thugging and all this gangster stuff that they do, you know, a lot of folks are looking into that stuff now. You know, why? Because we got kids.
Right.
We need to be able to say to our kids, you know what, this dude is talking this. But here, look at this. This is Rick Ross, really, in his CO uniform.
Right.
You know, this is what he really used to do.
He's a cop.
Right? He was a cop. Alright, and I'm gonna tell you, anybody in the industry that's down with him needs to be watching himself. I'm telling you, he's probably wearing wires right now.
Mm.
Alright, because there's plenty of cats that are in the industry, and I'm just saying that from an industry standpoint, because I know a few of these cats. There's some cats in the industry right now that are straight snitches. They are in particular crews and just to snitch.
Tupac had to deal with that. Did not Tupac have to deal with that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of these cats have to do that. You gotta watch who's down in your cipher, man, because nowadays, the feds are sticking informants into crews specifically to set facts up and to get information, all right? That's what it is. That's how it's going down. They don't want to see these cats making any money, and they definitely don't want to hear about any revolutionary talk. I mean, they're playing, they lost two deals over talking for real.
Right.
You know? That's why the cats, you know, very rarely I've been granting interviews lately because they feel as though they've been infiltrated.
Mm.
Right? I mean, so it's just that time in people's lives, a time of enlightenment as far as hip-hop goes, where folks are really getting tired of the rah-rah and the rat-a-tat and all that nonsense and trying to get back to some real good music. I mean, there's a place for the gangster rap. Alright, there's a place for that. Just like there's a place for the conscious rap, and there's a place for the party rap. There's a place within music for all those things. It's just a matter of not oversaturating the industry with one particular form. And that's what's going on now, and like I said, you, me, and others like us are tired of that. And we're looking into it, and we're exposing these fakes and these frauds for what they are.
Right, but dig this, okay. I just said Tupac had to deal with snitches, and because, you know, when he got set up for that rape charge, which he never even did this point. But he was saying that, you know, the people that end up showing up and set him up on that were people that, you know, that got a whole bunch of different cases and got off on all the different cases and found out, you know, that they're the cops. But think this. Okay, Tupac's first joint, he had a song called Soldier Story. Dealing with the Soledad Brothers. Now, the anniversary of that shootout that happened back in 1970 is tomorrow. Then Lucille McGee and Jonathan Jackson. Now, you have to read to know about that, or you know, his mother and his father, they know about that. And see, that's what we don't have right now. Cats trying to find out, you know, trying to show how dumb they are right now, instead of showing anything, you know, close to being intelligent. Now, but all these same cats got the tats across the barrel, and you want to be like Tupac. But at the same time, you can't be like Tupac. You know, you got to read at least one book. Read one book. Right.
You know, and it can't be a comic book.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It can't be a comic book.
It can't be the epic film. It can't be the stars.
It has to be something without pictures. Okay? It has to not have any pictures.
Right. And the font has to be like 12.5 or 10.5 or something.
Exactly. And also has to have more than 85 pages.
And when you open it up, nothing should spray out of the book, you know. Right.
Right. I mean, that's
read a book.
Well, I mean, hey, man, just saying, if we don't have the powers that be, and I'm not going to say white people, because there's a lot of me and you that are in the power that are, you know, in the game right now, messing us over. You know what I'm saying?
Cash, y'all.
Yeah, the whole bunch of disinfected, you know, sucking, driving cats out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're safe. Now, you want to know anything, or you want to keep something from a black person, give me a book.
Let me tell you this. I remember I lived in Atlanta, and I had like 100 CDs. You know, you have all your CDs in the little thing, you know, little joint that you buy out of one of the record stores, right? And I had like a few books in there. All my CDs got stolen. My radio got stolen. A police officer actually came and knocked on my door and said, hey, your car door is open and your radio is gone, right? A book was still in there. The books were still in there. One of the books had a $100 bill in it. I kept the $100 bill. No lie.
I mean, I got to, you know, I know, I got a family member that's a detective, and he's out in Frisco, and he tells all the family members, every family reunion, he always says this: if you keep the money at home, keep it on your bookshelf. Just walk in, just walk right past your bookshelf. They'll steal everything else in the house empty. You can have $1 million in your bookshelf, and they will never find it.
And the money could probably even be seen on the bookshelf. You know?
They walk right by it. It looks too much like a book. You know, they walk right by it. It's a damn. That's why it's important for artists, you know, especially in this hip hop thing, to really start putting that realness back into their music like we did in the early and mid 90s. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, kids aren't going to pick up books like they'll pick up a CD.
Right.
And that's why the industry has shifted the way it has. Is dumbing us down because they know the kids will listen to the music. A kid will tell you every word to you know, the Soulja Boy song, but can't tell you, you know, who Marcus Garvey is.
But then you go into their house, the parents ain't got no books either.
Ain't no books.
Right.
No books. And see, that's the real thing. My son sees me reading all the time.
Right.
He has a love of books.
Right.
He'll ask me, Daddy, can we go to the library?
Mm-hmm.
Daddy, can we go to the bookstore?
Okay, right.
Why? Because he sees his daddy with a book.
Right.
All the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when I don't have a book, I feel like a crackhead. I'm in, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
telling you. I gotta have some.
All right, Chop, man. I appreciate it, man.
That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all go out there and support that real hip hop, these real artists. And if you want that real hip hop, come see me, Soup Kitchen. All right? Soup Kitchen exclusives at Podomatic. All you gotta do is Google it. Hit Google, put in Soup Kitchen exclusives, and it'll take you right to that reel.
All right, Chop. Appreciate it, man.
All right, all.
Peace.
We ain't got nothing in common, not like me.